whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 344 on Saturday, August 26, 2023. Or Sunday, 27th, if you're here in Aussie land, like I am. So, hi. Hi, Chris. She's got her party hat on.
I do! Happy anniversary!
It is the anniversary. 8th anniversary, guys. Hi, chat room. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Appreciate that. Let's have a look and see who's in the chat room. I know Chris is because you've just subscribed for 60 months. Thank you, my dear. Appreciate that.
Always.
Appreciate that. I know we have got Fair. Hi, Fair. Zaya and Stir. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. I saw a Dave somewhere. And we've got Zep. I think we've got Zep there. I'm not sure who else might be in the chat room, but hello, welcome. Yes, happy 8th anniversary to the WoW Challenges podcast. Thank you all. The end of the contest has happened. So Chris, you do what you need to. I'm gonna say a few words. So while Chris is sorting out the bits and pieces for the contest, that will dive into that. Good morning, Mrs. Rockguru. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you. 47 months. Mwah. Appreciate you. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so just a couple of things that I want to say. Now, I wrote this down because I didn't want to get like all teary. So I just wanted to say to each and every one of you, thank you so much. 8 years of doing this show is, it's wild. It's amazing. Where the hell has the time gone? It's crazy. A lot has happened in 8 years. That is the other thing. Anyway, it means the world to me that so many of you wonderful challenge players continue to support and come along this journey of the WoW Challenges podcast. Not only that, but the WoW Challenges community. So thank you. Thank you so much. I just, words can't say how grateful I am and how our Stir and our mods and all that, we appreciate that. So thank you so very much. Wonderful. Whether there'll be another 8 years, who knows? We will see what happens, but thank you guys for being here. Thank you to those of you that turn up every 2 weeks whenever we have a live show. I do appreciate that. For those of you that are in Discord, on the forums, that give all this information about how you play your tunes, you know, just the wealth of knowledge that we have within the community, the sharing of the knowledge. And this is a great way that we get to do that with the podcast. So again, thank you so much for 8 years. And cheers. Let's everyone grab your choice of beverage. Mine is a mocha today because coffee and chocolate, what more can I say? But cheers and thank you, guys.
Can I just add to that and... Mm-hmm. thank you for the time, the love, and the care, the dedication that you have put into this community for 8 years.
Don't make me cry.
And without you, woman, there would be no WoW challenges. You are the heart and soul of this community, and you, along with Stone, appreciate you to the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for everything you have done, given. You are just an absolutely amazing, amazing woman, and I'm so proud to call you my S-fam. Mwah! I love you dearly.
Thank you. We are very, very blessed to have... Well, I am very, very blessed to have a bunch of people that are able to keep things sorted. The mods, Stir, admin, you know, our veterans, like, I couldn't do this without you guys either. So I appreciate all of you, because I know in the last couple of years, life has changed so dramatically, with work, home, health, all of that kind of thing. So I wouldn't be able to do it without my team, my wonderful team. So to you guys as well, thank you so much. I do appreciate Chris, Stir, Zaya, Fair, Awesome Trousers, Execute, my husband, just in the background, Rudd for his, you know, for helping sort stuff out with the website as well. I'm very, very lucky to have you guys. So if anything, the community owes a huge, huge thank you to all of you as well. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. But again, to 8 years, thank you guys. And on that note, how about we dive into the contest? So, Classic Iron. How did everyone go? Chat room. I see Mrs. Rock Guru, 7 entries, 6 dead, 1 alive. You are a beast, MRG. Seriously.
I love MRG.
You just pick it up, go again. Fantastic. Fair said, very fun contest. Thank you. We wanted to make it a little bit different. We wanted to make it so it wasn't Night Elf Hunters right across the board. I know Azzy, I don't know if he's in the chat room, but I know Azzy certainly got a couple of 50s that he lost. I think Stir Zaya, you both lost some 50s. Yeah, Azzy was doing good. Stir says was doing good, fun. Then death became her at 56. Yeah, Azzy was doing good too. Yep. Yeah, the 50s. Well, Azzy lost one at 64. So he was our highest death. I'm actually really surprised. We had a total of, going by what we've got, 47 entries. Which again, guys, thank you. Thank you for, you know, supporting the contest. Thank you for giving it a go. I did the best I could with my limited time. I did not die. I was really happy about that. I made an orc warlock. So I still went down the warlock, but I thought I would not go undead. I did do something different. Zep says, yes, was fun. Didn't get to play as much as I wanted, but I enjoyed trying at the warlock and I didn't die, so that's always a plus. Absolutely, Zep. Totally get it. Stur says, didn't die, you're not getting your money's worth. Oh. Dave and
depriving the guild courier guild coroner of yet another body.
Exactly. Dave says, I killed off 5, one of each class. The first, my warrior, actually got to number 3 for a bit. Well done, Dave, though. That's fantastic. That's really good. Zai says, yeah, I lost one at 50-ish. And again, you know, Stir and Zai, like, it just amazes me. Like, they're just pew up there. Like, I turn around and they're like, it's like, you're what? It's only been 2 days. Amazing. So yeah, you guys certainly gave it a push. Interesting to look at the top, just the top 10 as is. 4 priests. So, you know, that's, I wasn't quite expecting that to be 4 priests in the top 10. So, that's cool. 3 warlocks. Happy about that. I'm quite happy.
You're biased.
Slightly. Me? Never. 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 All right. Okay. So, excuse me.
Bless you.
All right. Before we... Now, have you got everything sorted?
Yep, I'm golden.
Okay. All right. So, let's go through... Before we look at this... Actually, well... 47 total. 13 alive at the end of the contest. Out of 47 tunes. That's under 30%. So we lost 34. We lost 72% of the tunes. Again, amazing. Amazing. I wasn't quite expecting those numbers. Classes. Now this was going to be... Fess's coroner was busy. Yes. Just looking at the classes. Now, we gave you a little bit of choice within classes and race. So that's kind of cool. Looking at the classes, the most made, or the total, warlocks at 19. Yay. Next was priests at 11, rogue at 7, warrior 5, mage at 5. Okay. And looking at the race, now this is interesting. Total, the most race was human with a total of 19. Only 6 alive, though. There was 8 orcs in total. 7 trolls. 5 gnomes. 5 undead. And 3 dwarf.
That surprised me.
Yes. That is very surprising. But again, well done, guys. Like, fantastic. Stats, this data is amazing when you start looking at stats. So you guys kind of blew my mind with where I thought perhaps you'd all go with it. Very cool. Very cool. Doesn't surprise me that I see Stir there at, on a rogue. Nice. Stir says, Guild Coroner made enough coin to send kid to college. Exactly. Exactly. But, again, 13 alive at the end of the competition, out of a total of 47 tunes made. You guys did awesomely. Alright, Chris, I'll hand it over to you. Let's talk about our placing. So, who is our congratulations to for coming first?
Well, first off, I want to thank everybody who did participate. Sadly, I couldn't even make a tune in this contest, which at least usually I try to make one. But you guys are just utterly rock stars. Thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping the fun alive and never giving up. Oh my goodness, some of you people just never, ever, ever give up, and mad hat tip, because you're amazing. There's going to be no surprise that Stir, being on his rogue, hits level 66 and grabbed first place in our contest. Mr. Stir, again, you are amazing. You, Zaya, Azzy, everyone, just absolute beasts at this. That being said, I should say that Mr. Stir has passed on getting a prize. So, Stir, massive congratulations for being our first place winner in the contest. We will not be awarding you anything other than our eternal gratitude for just being you. Second place, Zaya.
Hang on. Stir says, woot, rogues rule, rest of you drool, nothing wrong with drooling.
You know, when he says that, I'm going to design a contest that has no rogues, right? No stealth, no nothing. Drool.
Thoughts.
I am so evil. Yeah, no rogue contest. Second place, also at level 66, but dinged after Mr. Stir, was our amazing Zaya. So Zaya was on a dwarf priest. Ooh, mad props for playing a dwarf, because I love dwarfs. That's awesome. Make him play a horde that will clip. Yep, a horde with no rogues. Dwarf priest at level 66. So Zaya got second in our contest. But Zaya, also being Zaya, has taken himself out of the running for a prize. Mm-hmm. So our top two, Stir and Zaya, mad respect. We will take your names out for the prize, which means our third place winner at level 61, playing a gnome priest, is Deathwish, who will be getting our first prize, which is 60 days of WoW game time, generously donated by Rudd.
Exactly. Hang on, where's my little cheer? Congratulations. Deathwish, do we know whose tune that is? Anyone in the chat room?
I do not, but they are on Wormrest Accord.
Yeah, so that intrigues me who it might be. But the name's not ringing a bell. Like, normally we know who Taco is because of
I love her Taco's naming. It's like, hi, Taco!
Her naming convention. Congratulations, Deathwish, on receiving the first prize, which, again, well done to Stir and Zaya. They've just passed on their gifts for first and also for second, just to say, hey, to give back to the community. So Deathwish will get the 60-day game time, which, look, in today, I think most of us agree that very handy. Very handy. Thank you, Rudd. Thank you, Rudd, for the prize. It's wonderful. Very generous. All right. Then what do we have next?
So Rudd's generosity did not stop there. He is also donating 30-day game card. And we also have a pet to give away as well. So let's talk about the rest of our top 10.
Mm-hmm.
We have Fares Frost, who ended up at level 40, was in fourth place, playing a human mage. We have Clipster, who I was surprised was not Stir. We had the Stir in there. Was level 35, came in fifth place on a human warrior. And that one's on EU.
Yes.
In sixth place, I'm hoping it's Caffeine, because that's the way I'm going to say it.
Caffeine.
And love the name.
Great name.
Right. Finished in sixth. Level 32 as a human priest.
Nice.
Seventh place was Enterococci, level 31, an undead priest. Number eight was Orc Lorca, which was level 28, Orc Warlock. Number nine was Miss Lita on Lita Lockie. It is Lockie, right?
Yeah.
Lita Lockie.
No. Well, I was trying to pick names, and I had to have Lita. You know, I've got to have Lita there. And then I decided to do Locke, and the I was to remind me it's iron. So, Lita Lockie.
I figured there was something in there, and it wasn't like iron one, iron two, okay. iron three. So, yeah, the naming convention.
You
got to
no
level
talents.
24.
Yes, I did. I did my goal of reaching level 20 and not dying. So, two goals. Zaya says, Death Wish is no talents in Discord. So, congratulations to them. Well done.
Well done. And Lita, as she said, was playing an Orc Warlock. And in 10th place is Pezlock, who was playing a Dwarf Warlock, made it also to 24. And I happen to know that one in Mr. Zep.
Zep, yay! Congratulations. That's the top 10. Well done, everyone. And as I've said to Chris, for me, I never won a prize. Like, take me out of that. I just do it because, one, it's a contest. And I have to. It's a contest. We have so much fun with them. And plus, to see if I can stay alive at the end of the contest, and just to see if I get, and you know, something decent. So I made it over 20. I'm happy. Okay. So all right, so then what else have we got?
Okay, so if you haven't been around for a random roll before, here is what happens. The person who ends up in second place gets 10 tries. Now, for this, we are taking Stir and we are taking Zaya out of the running.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say second place, it will be fair. When I say third place, it will be Clipster. So second place for this purpose will get 10 rolls. 10 numbers, then the next person will get 9, 8, 7, 6 down the line. Because we have taken out Stir and Zaya, I was actually able to grab two other tunes that are still alive and in the contest and put them into the randomizer, which is Gingermint, who is alive at level 18, and then a second tune, I think this is a second tune, or is this your only tune that's in this? Taco Final. So, Ocat. Final. So I was able to put their names in this as well. So we are going to do a random number generator. Everybody's been getting assigned certain numbers, and the first number we are going to pull for will be for the second prize donated by Rudd, and it is 30 days game time. Rolling now, and that will go to Gingermint.
Gingermint. Well done. So who did we all say right. Gingermint was?
Gingermint is also... Oh, nope. Gingermint is Silver Moon EU.
Yeah. EU. Congratulations.
Okay.
All right.
And then our next prize will be for the random pet. Now, if you are like me and you have every pet in game, then I will also give you battle net balance. So that's not a worry. Mm-hmm. And that goes to Pezlock.
Pezlock. Nice.
Which I think that might have every pet in game.
Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Congratulations, guys. That's wonderful.
I would also like to award. Is Rusty here by chance?
I don't think so. CX Calpain is Enteroxy. Sorry if I butchered that. They're here. I don't think. Oh, Gingerment might be Annette. Okay. Cool. If she came back to do the contest, that's cool. Excellent. We haven't seen her for a bit, so. Oh, you're Rusty. Okay, Cowpaint's Rusty. On Discord.
Oh, Rusty. Okay. Mad, amazing respect. You tried 9, 10 times. 9? So if you tried 9 again today, does that make that 10? You lost 9 tunes, and you absolutely did not give up. I would like to award you a pet for your tenaciousness, because that is absolutely astonishing. I'd also like to shout out MRG, who did it 7, and Taco, who did it 5. You guys just do not give up. Fantastic. The second you die, you make a new one. And yep. I am so thankful that we have people in our community who are like that, that no matter what, you just don't give up. Exactly. So, Rusty, I would like to gift you a pet as well. For just absolutely not quitting. Thank you.
Well done. Rusty, it says, yep, woohoo, I started Enteroxycoxy on Thursday after thinking of quitting. So, you know what? You've done so well. And I think this is the main thing that we find with so many of our players. You get, you know, you take that death and you just go, you know what? Nope. We go again. We just go again. And that's something that I know in particular, I've learned so much from the veterans, but also from everyone in the community, that you just keep going. So well done. Again, well done, everyone. We had 13 alive at the end of the contest. We had a total of 47 tunes, which is fantastic. As Dave says, we are innately stubborn or some such. Yeah. Tenacious, stubborn, doesn't matter. You guys did wonderful. MRG says, I'm getting better a lot less than the 16 on one other comp. You know, and again, just pick yourself up and keep going. It's wonderful to see. So again, thank you guys. Chris and I extremely appreciate your dedication with doing these contests and having fun with it. So thank you. Congratulations once again to all our winners. To Stir for winning the contest. For Zaya coming up. I would have been interesting to know their time difference. Because they both hit 66.
Right.
But Stir, congratulations on winning the contest. Zaya for a very close second. Again, you guys, I know you lost some high-level tunes. High-level tunes. Looking at the highest death was Azzy at 64. And again, he's a bloody machine. Like, seriously. just amazing. I think, was that one to a DC? poor Azzy and his death by DCs. It still happens. It's crazy. Zaya lost one at 56, so did Stir. Azzy lost another one at 52. Toxicology, don't know who that is. 34. War Class,
I don't know who 33. That is, but they picked an amazing name.
I know. Great name. I would have... I honestly, if I'd heard that, I would have thought that would have been a warlock for sure. But kind of like, yeah, okay, it's a priest, yes, okay. MRG, 33 was your highest. Fantastic effort, really. Yeah, Dave says, that ain't no fair. DC can be a backbreaker. And we know that. Like, it is hard. Sometimes it's really hard to recover from a DC, you know, because what can you do? It feels so very unfair. Like, you're like, it wasn't me. It was my stupid internet. And as we know, we love Australian internet.
So Colorado.
Yes. Stur says, I would have won for sure if he had not taken 4 days off for vacation. Seriously. I don't think he'd even started once we dropped the contest, and then all of a sudden, it's just like, I was waiting for it. It was like, once Zaya starts, that's it. And he was like at 50 in like 2 days or something like crazy. So, again, you got everyone, you did so well. So, again, thank you for all who had some fun with it. We do appreciate that. And again, congratulations to everyone that got a prize. And Stir, well done for winning our Iron Classic competition. Classic Iron competition. So he's a Classic Iron Stir. Yeah. It was funnier in my head. All right. Okay, let's jump over. I think we've covered sorry, I'm a little bit coffee today. Not the drinking kind.
Hey, I'm like, hey, you have mocha.
I do. Definitely. Stur says, yeah, my wife calls me a classic too. Think it means something else. Eh. You get that. Dave says, contests are so frustratingly delicious. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, I'm glad you all had fun with it. And again, thank you everyone for supporting the contest and it's wonderful. So thank you. Huge thank you to Rod for the game time, the 60 day as well as the 30. And Chris, thank you so much for your generous donation of the pets. Because again, Chris is such an advocate for supporting the WoW Challengers community. Appreciate you, woman. Thank you.
Mwah.
All right, let's dive in. We've got a little bit of news to cover. Let's go on to it. So I've got some congratulations because a lot happens. Like some couple of weeks, not much happens. And then, bam, everyone comes out. So we have congratulations to Iron Mage on becoming our 24th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. We also have a congratulations to Iron Druid on becoming our 25th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. We also, congratulations to Demo on becoming our 26th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. They are a demon hunter, so there was no write-up for them. Congratulations to Curious, sorry if I butchered that, on becoming our 27th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. And again, they were a Demon Hunter. No write-up for them. Congratulations to Bikini Blue on becoming our 28th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Tell ya, irons are just... We're up to 28 irons, guys.
Wow.
Amazing. So the post for Bikini Blue is up on the website. There was no... Oh, also just a note. Anyone... We reached out for Iron Mage, Iron Druid. No one responded, so I did a very basic congratulations post for them. But Bikini Blue did give some very interesting information on their leveling, so that was cool. Next is congratulations to Sik on becoming our 13th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champion. That is Tiber. Tiber, when he sent me the information, he also said that he couldn't be here today, so he's also... sent me the stolen joke of the week for a bit later. So again, thank you, Tiber. He's just got something else on today. But his story, it was lovely to read the story of Sink. And again, that tune was started with the last contest, which was our Honoring Five Pacifist contest, which... so glad that Tiber was able to get max level on Sync, which was fantastic. So a really good story to read from Tiber about leveling that tune. It hit my heart greatly. So also our last congratulations is to Tia on becoming our third Dragonflight Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. And that is Cheeto Chow in Discord. He also sent me a lot of information for the write-up. So again, if you want to check out that, please go there. The blog posts for those tunes are up on the website now. So congratulations. So we've been busy. 28 irons. We're up to 13 pacifists. 3 bloods. Guys, you're blowing my mind. Wonderful. Okay. So some actual news. Hardcore Classic is live. It is. So I don't know if any of our lot, our challengers have gone over to check it out. I think some people perhaps have been. But there's information from Wowhead there, and I know I was reading something apparently since its launch. What's it been? 2 days? 3 days? It's not long, but I did see I think it was Blizzard or was it Wowhead had posted, something I read this morning. They've already had 90,000 deaths since launch. Yes. MRG's got it. Yeah. I just was like, welcome to our world. So, yeah. So, good luck to those doing that. Again, I think for most of us, interesting. So, we will see how it goes from there on. Dave says, well then, bunch of amateurs. I don't know who's max level. I know that I think the person that was coming second, who was at level 3, had a DC and died. Because I did see a tweet about that this morning, that the game DC'd. He did not. He was live streaming it. And he had, the game had died, and he was in, I'm gonna say that he might have been killing, he was near the water, engaged in a fight, and when he came back, he was dead. So, you know, And he was, I think, he was coming second or third, which, again, as a, well, you know, as a challenge player, we understand a DC death, a death is a death. Makes no difference. You die to a DC, you're still dead. the main causes of death from Fair, yes, was kobolds, murlocs, classic wrath. It's classic, Dave. It's WoW classic hardcore. They've got dedicated servers. I don't think there's a huge amount that's like a dedicated thing to it. As I says, DC rarely ends up as an alive tune. And I think most of us have probably experienced that at times. I know I've had a DC and lost my tune. I've also had a DC and thankfully was at, I think, the end of killing something with probably one of the hunters on my Bloodthirsty. And therefore was able to survive. But yeah. So yeah, just again, interesting what's happening. All right. The other thing that has been happening is, and I don't even want to speak about this because it's pissing me off so much. Kalimdor Cup. dragon riding, the races, dragon riding. In Kalimdor, it had started on the 15th. It goes until the 28th, so there still is a couple of days on it. It is a horrible... Now, from personal experience, I spent 2 hours yesterday. The only... See what happens. Hi, guys. Now Twitch is unstable. Seriously, I can't win.
You're showing absolutely fine. I can see you moving and everything.
All right. It's been, of course, 8th anniversary show. What more can you expect? Let's just have the net be the worst than it's probably been in quite some time. So, if I drop again, I will try and come back, but we're just going to get this... get this done as soon as I can. All right. So I don't know what you guys missed, but Kalimdor Cup is on until the 28th. I think Zaya had said that you can do it on some challenge tunes to get some XP. It's horrid. I hate it. I hate it with a deadly passion. Dragon, like racing, dragon riding, it makes me physically sick. But I want the damn transmog. And I want the damn glyphs for the dragons. And I'm like...
So frustrating.
Blizzard gives you one, what is it, badge. I'm not happy. Not happy about it. But anyway, if you're doing the Kalimdor Cup, it goes until the 28th. Dark Moon Fair, don't forget, won't be here next week, so because we're doing a show every 2 weeks, so I will be back on the 9th of September. Dark Moon Fair will begin on the 13th of September, so next weekend. So keep that in mind if you're starting a new challenge tune in particular, or one of the ones that you've just started with the contest and they're still going, and you know, if you've got to go and pick up some stuff at Dark Moon Fair, utilize that. So in a week, Dark Moon Fair will start. There is a Secrets of Azeroth that starts on the 31st. And goes until September 14. We have no idea what that is yet.
I am so excited for that.
So, again, like anything that we say, whether it's a world event, whether it's a micro holiday, whatever it is, if you're trying to do something on a challenge tune, please go and scout it out on a normal tune, a scout tune. Check to make sure that it's going to be safe. excuse me. Because if you're flagged for doing something that you shouldn't be doing on a challenge tune, there's no reversing. So again, check it out, because we don't know what's happening with it. Just be cautious. Double check with us once we know what's going on as well, to see if it is something safe for you to do on a challenge tune. Oh, I am horribly, horribly chesty today. Apologies, guys. The other thing is patch 10.1.7 drops on September 5th. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still back on. Anyway, state of the challenges. Let's go. Let's just try and get... I've got a horrible feeling I'm going to DC in a minute. Just, can you do the irons, please?
I got you. Irons. So, number 10, we have Zypos, level 65, RIP. And number 9, we have Zaya Shata. I'm sorry, Zaya. Level 66. Level and number 8, level 8, number 8, we have Stereotyped. Wow, yeah, too many names tonight. Level 66. Number 7, we have Zaya Mona at level 68. Number 6, we have Gladian, level 68. Number 5, Bikini Blue. Great name, by the way, because first I was like Bikini Bottom. Level 70, grats on becoming our 28th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge Champion. Number 4, we have Falcurious, level 70, grats on becoming our 27th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge Champion. He's a demon hunter. Number 3, we have Demo, level 70, grats on becoming our 26th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge Champion, also a demon hunter. Number 2, Iron Druid, level 70, grats on becoming our 25th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge Champion. And number 1, Iron Mage, what a name, level 70, grats on becoming our 24th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge Champion.
Alrighty, Bloods, we have got 10 Bloods, here. So at number 10, Kiwi Grunter, level 12, RIP. 9 is Conley at level 12. 8 is Jetri at level 13. 7, Irony at level 14. 6 is Magar Orc at level 19, but red flagged, there was too many quests completed. 5, Bloody Heli, level 19, great name. Number 4 is, it's Taco.
Is that what we're going to say now when we can't figure it out? It's Taco.
I know it's Taco. Julius? That's not how you pronounce that. I even typed it out and I still can't say the name.
I'm with you.
Sir Julius. Anyway, it's Taco at level 26. Well done, Taco. Number 3 is Bloodsoak at level 28. 2 is Nubari at level 31. And number 1 was Chia at level 70, becoming our 3rd Dragonflight Bloodthirsty Challenge Champion. All right, Pacifist, who have we got?
Okay, so question, is Taco not only using OCAT, but is number 8 Taco, or is this somebody else who just happens to have the first 4 letters of the word Taco in their name?
Taco, are you using different naming conventions?
No, because normally she's got the O-Cat.
O-Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is Cat-O, Cat-Toxy.
Yeah.
For number 8, level R.I.P. Okay. You know, it's been that kind of week, guys. It's really been that kind of week when you're level R.I.P. Level 12? R.I.P. Number 7 is Toxy, which might be related to Cat Toxy.
I'm wondering.
Right? They are level 13 R.I.P. Number 6, we have, Kigano, level 20 R.I.P. Number 5, we have Careful, who has carefully leveled their way up to level 31, and they are still alive. Number 4, we have Fair Bear. Oh, Fair, please tell me that's actually a bear. Level 62, we Panda. Have Panda. Oh, see, I was thinking Druid, but Panda's awesome.
Yeah.
Number 3, we have Sneaky, who is level 68. Number 2 is Fenris at level 69. And number 1 is Sync, level 70. Grats on becoming our 13th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion.
Nice. All right, greens. We had 10 greens on the list. We have got a number 10. I even translated it and it didn't... It's like... Sus and... Snusenjoyer was the translation. Level 31.
We're so sorry.
R.I.P. again. Apologies for butchering pronunciations. 9 is Hyefri. Level 31. R.I.P. 8 is Ravenixilis, level 34, RIP. Damn, I've got some RIPs this week. 7, Crispel at level 36. 6 is Toaster, great name, at 37. 5 is Greenlight, level 39, red flagged, because 3 rare slots were equipped. 4, Clock Tower at level 54. 3 is Surprisingly at level 61, RIP. 2 this week would be Livid 2 at level 62. And 1, please let me pronounce this correctly, it's because it's fair. Fair Cree at level 66.
Yes, we got the fairest seal of approval.
Well done, Fair. All right, who else?
I'm like, is that Welsh? Do we need MRG? What is? Yeah.
It's a bit.
Right. Oh, working man. We have 3 people. They're all the same name.
I didn't understand this, but
unless they're on 3 different servers.
No, maybe, they're all on the same server, and this is where I don't understand the working men. So, not sure why, because I didn't have time to actually look at the tune, but anyway, just...
things were happening.
Yeah.
So, at some point, Zaya will let us know, but we have... maybe... And we think we might have caught them at level 16, 19, and 24.
Yeah.
Because we show them at level 16, 19, and 24. So, grats on hitting 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go on to Tim's. Tim's? Tins. Okay, you know.
You're thinking of Tim's coffee.
Seriously, I was already on number 7 thinking, oh my gosh, that sounds so good right now. Because their name is Dim Sum.
Nice.
People have gotten extraordinary names, and apparently I'm drooling over a name.
And you're hungry.
And I can't say Tim's, because I immediately went from
dim sum to Tim Tams to butchering tents. You know, dim sum is level 18, everybody, and it's really delicious food.
Yeah.
Tins, number 6 is Orc War. Where are people getting these names? Are great. Level 22. Number 5 is Sarazan, level 32. Number 4, oh, I missed this planet. Pluto, level 33. Yes, I'm old enough that Pluto should be a planet.
Agreed.
Number 3 is Iron Blade at level 36. Number 2 is Hi-Fi at level 36. Number 1, Gung. Okay, wait. Gungozagain.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to get it. Level 60.
Okay. MRG says Orc Warrior is her contest tune that she moved to 10. That makes sense.
Oh, got you.
Yes. All right. Teams. We only had some iron teams this week. There was no blood, no green. So iron teams. Guess what? There was 4 of them, guys. Well done. So at number 4, we've got Iron Dads at level 15. Number 3 is Chad Stouch.
Oh my God, I norted at that name so hard. Chad Stash, like a mustache.
Chad Stash. Okay.
They're a Chad.
Level 15. Okay, gotcha.
Sorry, smart out of me.
Gotcha. Number 2 is FC Liverwurst. Liverwurst. At level 20. And number 1 is Team Short Rage at level 20, but RIP. So at the moment, we've got 3 live teams.
Booyah.
Okay, so look like they died and re-rolled. They weren't flagged, those Zaya. So normally, like, just in the list. I figured, but yeah. All right. Let's do chit chat. All right. I will take, so I got, one from Dave and the one from Tiber. So I'll take the one from Dave. So Dave sent me this one again. Thank you, Dave. At the bakery today, I picked up a layer cake. They asked if I wanted it sliced. I said, sure, makes things easy. They asked if I wanted 4, 6, or 8 pieces. After considering, I answered 4. I don't think I can handle 6 or 8.
That's so good.
To a loss.
Like, 8, please.
8, please. 4 in each hand. Yeah.
Double the cake.
All right. Can you do timers for me, please?
It is so good that I pre-read this stuff so that my Nort can just stay here with me.
No. No, you don't have to. Hang on, because I've got... I've got your Nort for all time, so it makes no difference.
Oh, my God.
I have many of them.
From Tiber, stolen joke of the week. Why did Karen press Control Shift Delete? She wanted to see the task manager.
Sounds about right.
That is, if you worked my job, you would be Norting over it.
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. All right, guys. Okay. I know I don't want to keep you longer than we need to because I'm sure you need to sleep. So I think we'll just wrap up, but again, I think we've covered all the things. If I've missed anything, let me know, chat room. I think we've covered, like, all the big stuff. Anyway, if you want to go into, we might as well do Iron Elites. Chris, please.
Iron Elites, as always, thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. Your support means so very much. We have Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, myself, Lita, Mock, Mr. Nisi, Mr. Bright01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rudster, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zep.
And again, guys, thank you so much for all the support that you've given myself and the show and the WoW Challengers community over the past 8 years. Amazing. Amazing. 8 years. It doesn't seem like that long ago. Where the hell is the time gone? Kind of crazy. Again, I am surrounded by a bunch of wonderful, wonderful people who keep things moving while I am dealing IRL between my job, family, etc. So thank you to these awesome people. Stir, Awesome Trousers, Fair, Chris, Zaya, Execute, thank you for what you do. Thank you to Rudd also, again, and very generous for the contest, for the donation for the contest prizes. And also, Chris, again, thank you for that. Everyone here in the chat room, thanks, guys, for hanging out. Rick Rawsey, hi, welcome, welcome to the chat. Mrs. Rakuru says, one more month and I'll be an Iron Elite for 4 years. Wow. MRG, thank you. That's wonderful. Very, very...
Cheers, MRG.
Very, very blessed to have you. Again, we are very blessed to have so many wonderful people right across our community. So thank you so much. All right, as I said, at the moment, we're still doing a show every 2 weeks. So I will be back on Saturday, September 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Chris, thank you so much for, again, joining me today for the end of the contest, for sorting the contest out. We appreciate that. Congratulations to Stir for winning the contest. And Zaya for coming second. You know, again, you guys did wonderful. The stats still blows my mind. Everyone partaking in the contest, thank you so much for all having fun with that. Chris, where can people find you, please?
Discord, Twitter, it's Chris W. Oh, I could tell you the last time I tweeted because realized I was sending out all these pictures, but the words weren't going with it. So you're just getting like random pictures from me and no explanation, no nothing. Oh, yes. Discord.
I don't like what Blizzard have done, that I can't screenshot and send it. Why? I don't like.
Yeah.
And what's this X crap? Just let's go back to Twitter.
It's like a bad boyfriend who just wants to get away from you.
Stop changing things, people. Changing them. I don't get it. I don't get it, guys. Hello. Apologies. Australian internet is crap today, like most days. So apologies on that. Anyway, you guys, I'm not even going to worry about it. We're just going to say that, again, huge thank you to everyone being here for putting up with, 3DCs, myself, with the show. But, again, I'm just going to quickly say, again, for 8 years, happy 8th anniversary to us all. Thank you so much for the support and all of that. So I think I'm not even going to play the outro. Let's just pick a show title because it still says everything's unstable and I could DC again. So, I had level RIP.
I had stupid Aussie net.
Stupid Aussie net. That's a happy, happy anniversary, stupid Aussie night. It's too long. But, yep, anyone, chat room, anyone got any show titles that you want to put forward? I love that level RIP. Anniversary level RIP. You can do that. Everything's unstable, Zaya says.
That's including us sometimes.
My God. I do love that. That's... Yep. Thank you, Zaya. I love it. Everything's unstable. Thank you, guys. All right, don't forget, not here next week, but the following week, September 9th. Please just everyone stay safe both in and out of game. And again, apologies on the DCing and the internet being crap. But everyone, please have a good couple weeks and I'll catch you back on the 9th. Thank you. All right.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.